Hey guys, you're listening to The Enough Podcast.
I'm Jennifer, a wife, mom of four, an author. I love having one-on-one conversations with women, talking about our identity in Christ. But most of all, I am completely in love with Jesus.
And I'm Courtney, a wife, a mom, and a West Texas woman with a passionate love for Jesus.
We declare we've had enough.
And discuss how we are enough. Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Enough Podcast. We're so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us. This week, we are talking all about, has the church failed you? This is a question that many, many people bump into, Christian and or otherwise.
You know, with this question, I know this is kind of a touchy question. But I think it depends on how you're viewing the church, first of all. Are you viewing the church as a building with a pastor and the congregation, or are you viewing the church as what God intended it to be? Those that are around you, those that will, in my experience, show up on your front lawn, circle around your house and pray over you. Honestly, my husband and I have done a lot of research on what did God intend for the church? You know, when you think back in Bible times, in Acts and all of that, they were going from house to house. It was not one big, beautiful building. Thank you, Jesus, for big, beautiful buildings that can hold so many people. Thank you for the music, for the pastors who are filled with the Holy Spirit, for the congregation to be able to worship together.
Thank you for the architects that build buildings solely for the purpose of glorifying God. What a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I guess the question needs to start in our hearts of when you consider the question, has the church failed you?
You hear stories left and right of people who have been deeply, deeply hurt in church. And those stories break my heart because I understand where I fall into a trap is when I start expecting the church to be God in my life. And that is a really easy thing to do because church and God and our relationship with God are so deeply intertwined. But when we start putting expectations on people, the body of Christ, who are human, who err, who do fail, when we start putting the expectation on them to be God for us, to be perfect, to be omniscient, to be know our deepest desires and to fully fulfill everything we need from God, when we start expecting the church to fulfill everything we need from our Lord and Savior, you will be left empty and disappointed.
Exactly. The church was not meant for a substitute to have a relationship with Jesus. Jesus should be the utmost importance in our lives. The church is an amazing place to be able to come after a busy week, to sit down and to be able to worship Jesus with your whole heart. And it's to be able to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. There's something to be said about a congregation of people coming together to worship.
To rest, to come together, everyone, not necessarily of 100% like mind, but people all pursuing Jesus together.
Yes.
The focus being on the pursuit of Christ and of God. You know, in our day-to-day week, you know, we don't necessarily find ourselves completely, unless you work in ministry, but you don't necessarily find yourself surrounded with people chasing Christ, chasing God. And that is what Sunday is. It's just all of us coming together and going, yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. You know, I will also say something to those people who do work in the church and who are in ministry. A lot of times it can feel that when you walk into church, it's your job. It is not a place of worship, even though I know your heart is probably to worship, but I know that there's got to be a tough spot of not stepping into work mode when you step into church. From a personal experience, I do have with sewing, I used to use that time to meet up with people, to pass them their alterations and things like that. And I was just getting so tired. I felt like I wasn't able to continue to worship. And I was always thinking about the next person that I had to go find to give them their item or whatever, or meet up with them for measurements. And it became a switch in my mind where I was going to church for business rather than being able to completely just step away from business and completely worship. And my husband had to sit and talk with me and say, all right, we need to restructure this so that you're going to church to be able to worship and not be taking armloads of bags into the church place and being able to decipher between those two. So, you know, on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, are you able to find that time to be able to worship? Because I know that when you're in ministry, you're busy doing from one thing to the next. And I mean, bless God, if you are able to cross that over in your mind, and be able to completely 100% worship while you're in the process of doing those things.
You know, some very healthy practices that I have seen in people in ministry that have been in ministry for a very long time and have avoided catastrophic burnout have been to not necessarily worship in the same traditional way that their congregates worship. You know, they set aside time during the week to meet up with their core people, to pray, to worship. And it actually reminds me a whole lot of the early church and what that looked like with house churches and people just meeting together to read the scripture and to really focus their lives on pursuing Christ and pursuing God. There are so many people that I have talked to throughout my life who want Jesus. They want God. Everybody has a God-shaped hole in their soul. We need him. We're literally designed to worship and to serve him. That is how he created us. And when we're not doing that, we feel empty. So it is natural for someone who doesn't necessarily have a deep, deep faith in God to go to church at least one time in their life. And they go to church. And there are people who are fallen and broken, and we're all full of sin, whether we want to be or not. And they say things that just cut that poor person to the quick. And they're like, well, if this is God, if this is church, if this is what being a Christian means, I'm out. And it's unfortunate that church and God are so, it's fortunate and unfortunate, let me say that, that church and God are so closely associated, because it is so easy to expect the church to be God for you. Now, there's another question that needs to be addressed, and that is for the people who have been in church their whole lives, and you are finding yourself in a situation where church is not fulfilling you, is not pulling you deeper into your relationship with Christ. You are not growing. You are not pursuing God like you know you can. And I just want to say that there is grace in those seasons. There are seasons where I have just been called to get my patootie in a pew and just to keep putting my backside in church every Sunday. But that is not the totality of pursuing Christ. If that were just the totality of my faith would be lacking. I would be missing out on all the things of Christ. But there was a season where that was the hardest thing for me, to just be diligent and keep going. I have also been in seasons where I was in a church and I could just tell that God was calling me to move. And I didn't necessarily want to move because I was like comfy. And I was happy where I was, and he was calling me to move and to do the hard thing and to go somewhere else. And the only way to know that for certain is to pray, to beg God for wisdom and discernment in your decisions. Now, I know it can be tempting to go to a church, have something in the building as simple as the color of the carpet rub you the wrong way, and that make you want to try a different church, try a different building. And I have felt tempted to use the excuse that God, you know what? God's just not calling me here. I'm just not supposed to go here because God's not calling me here. And that is very dangerous because you are then putting words in God's mouth.
I think all of it stems back to, where is your heart? Is your heart so tied to the building of the church, or is your heart tied to a relationship with Jesus Christ? You are part of the church. If you have Jesus inside of your heart, you have asked him to take up residence inside of you, then you are the church. So I guess my question is, are we so focused on, is the church giving us what we need? Or are we being the church and being the need for somebody else who has a desire?
Are we giving the church what it needs? Are we the ones giving the church what it needs?
Yes. Is there somebody that you're seeing Sunday after Sunday that you're seeing that just needs maybe a hug? And you can tell that they're shrinking back, they're quiet, and you're feeling called to a person that maybe otherwise is being ignored, that maybe is feeling unseen. What if you just went up to them and just said, hey, my name is so-and-so. I just want to get to know you a little bit, and just enter yourself into that person's life and be the church for them. Because honestly, there's people all around us who feel unseen, who feel unwanted. And my heart is crying out for those people right now in such a huge way. What if you just stepped into their world, into their lives, and just became the church for them? Oftentimes when we feel like we're unsettled and we're not feeling placed in the church just right, a lot of times it's because we're too self-focused, unfortunately. What if we just got outside of that and really focused on the community and really focused on how you can serve? I know we're all busy. I know we all have schedules, but what is important to you? Where are your priorities? And is serving God and being the church part of that priority?
And I know that I'm the kind of person who loves it when people just sketch out for me, do this, do this, do this, do this, check off these boxes, and you have accomplished said task. So to say, go be the church, I'm like, I don't know how to do that. What helps me is to go to the source. I know we talk about this all the time on this podcast ad nauseum, and I'm sorry, but not sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Get in the word. Right now, I am reading Acts. Guys, it's a wealth of knowledge and tools of how to be the church. It's hard and simple all at the same time, because if you are really, really praying and begging God to hear his voice, to show you opportunities, the opportunities show up and they are simple and easy and straightforward. Well, actually, I take that back. It may not be easy. It may feel super mega uncomfortable to go up to that one person who's like, you can tell that they need to be loved on. And you're just like, I don't want to go do that. But it really does show up for you. And you know, in that moment, by the discernment of the Holy Spirit, how to be the church. So don't do what I do and get overwhelmed by feeling like I have to be the church. I don't know what things I can do to be the church. Just step back and approach each day saying, God, show me where I can be the church today. Show me how I can be your hands and feet.
Like we said before, you know, the church is full of human beings who are fallen, who will make mistakes, who are not perfect. And you might find yourself in a position where you are feeling called to leave that church for the sake that maybe you feel like you're not growing in Christ the way that you're desiring. And to be honest with you, this is something where you really have to get quiet and you really have to focus on Jesus. What are you calling me to do? Because God knows your spiritual desires, and completely being focused on Him and only Him. You know, we've talked about the times where maybe we are saying God wants us to leave, when maybe we are needing to stick it out and maybe we are using it as an excuse. And then there's other times where maybe
using God as the excuse for you feeling uncomfortable. You cannot use God for the excuse that when you're feeling uncomfortable to be the reason to leave a church. Yes.
But maybe there is a time where you are feeling like, you know what? I don't feel like our family can grow here. I personally cannot grow here if you're single. In that case, I ask you to deeply consider really getting quiet and taking some time, like we just said, in Acts, and taking some time to really consider what God wants for your family. And there's something that I just cannot stress enough, is to always go after Jesus, to always keep your eyes fixed on Him, not on the church. The church is a wonderful place to worship, and it is a wonderful place to come together as a community, but it cannot replace your relationship with Jesus Christ. It can help you grow. It can help nurture you. The pastor's messages can feed a hungry soul who is just desiring to know more about God. And if maybe that church is not doing that for you, just ask yourself those questions. Am I following Jesus, or am I following the church? Am I following my own personal desires?
A word of warning: don't let your feelings be your guide, because your feelings will lie to you. When we start talking about faith, another pitfall is to solely focus on how you feel and saying that your feelings are the only way God speaks to you. I know that I have fallen into this pitfall because I'm one of these people who I'm more intuitive. I can read people really well. Feelings don't feel terribly foreign to me. I'm aware of how I feel and can express how I feel at any given moment. I have fallen into the pit of believing that God speaks to me only through feelings, and that's not true. God can speak to you through a trusted mentor. God can speak to you through His word. And sometimes God can speak to you through a trusted family member. And that may be completely contrary to how you feel at that moment. Satan lies to you just as loud as God speaks truth. And so, you know, like those can get confused. So to wrap up this episode, whether you are a person wanting God, you know, you have that God-shaped hole in your heart, and you've tried going to church a couple of times, and my goodness, your experience was just absolutely rotten. I hear you. I understand how you feel. Don't allow broken people to stand in the way of you pursuing God. If you are in a church and you just can't stand how loud the music is, or the way the pastor dresses, and how cliquish the church is, if you just can't stand all those things and how it's making you feel, maybe consider not leaving, but looking, pursuing, actively thinking about opportunities of how to be the hands and feet of Christ. And if you are in a situation where you are doing that, you really are searching for ways to be the hands and feet of Christ, but your hands are literally tied because that church is just not allowing you to pursue Christ to the fullest, and you have spoken with a trusted mentor, you've been pouring over the word of God, you've been praying for wisdom and discernment, and you really do feel like it's time for you to find a new church home, that's okay too. Guys, we sure hope that this podcast encouraged you I know that this is such a hard subject, but my heart has just been breaking lately for people who are struggling in the body of Christ. I hate it when Satan attacks the body of Christ. He knows how powerful the church can be, and he will do anything he can to keep you from becoming a part of it, because you become stronger when you're there. And if you're in a church body, he will do everything he can to keep the church from waging war on his kingdom. It's just awful, and I can't stand it. And that is why Jen and I both felt like that this was a podcast that needed to be made, because we're tired of it and we wanted to talk about it. We've had enough. And so we're talking about it.
We definitely want to encourage y'all more than anything to seek after God, to keep your eyes on him and be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Guys, if you need anything from me and Jen, we are here for you. Please feel free to reach out to us over on Instagram at enoughpod.
Or enoughpodladies@gmail.com.
Seriously, we're waiting for your emails. We read them all.
And respond to them all.
And remember, we do. And if you've been listening to these podcasts, feeling like emailing us and you just haven't, or messaging us on Instagram and you just haven't, we now invite you cordially to pretty please do so.
We want y'all to be part of our community. We want y'all to be part of us. We do this for y'all. We do this because we love y'all. Anybody who's listening.
We desperately want to love on you, and we would be honored to have that opportunity. So remember, when the going gets tough and you don't feel like you're enough,
remember, you are enough because Jesus is enough.